On a recent visit to the Independence Seaport Museum, Chief Curator Craig Bruns took me back into the archives.
It's a typical ledger book. Each page seems to be a day. So this is a mixture of what happened aboard the ship, but also the navigational locations and a description of weather.
We're leafing through the logbooks that every ship, whether military or private, keeps for each voyage it makes. Included on every page is an hour-by-hour account of the day's weather.
Sailors are very keen observers of the weather, keeping track of these weather observations to know where the winds are. You know, without that, you're not going anywhere.
This goldmine of data has turned an unlikely department of the federal government into a bunch of climatologists. Most people think of the National Archives as the nation's attic, where the old records that are no longer used are sent to collect dust.
The diligent recording of meteorological data back 150 years that is stored on our shelves can once again be used for scientific research and analysis that helps us to better understand some of the most pertinent issues of the day.
That's Mark Milan, a Navy maritime archivist at the National Archives. They've teamed up with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, on a project they're calling Old Weather. They're transcribing the archives' collection of ships' weather logs, starting with Arctic voyages and going back to the mid-19th century. It's a huge job. The project's leader, Kevin Wood, is a research scientist with NOAA and the University of Washington.
The U.S. logs have 24 hourly observations, so that's quite a few numbers on every page. Barometric pressure, temperature, wind speed, wind direction, cloud cover, sea surface temperature.
Lest you think it's all just charts and numbers, there are lots of little surprises in those very detailed books. Craig Bruns at the Independent Seaport Museum showed me how the personality of the authors often shines through across
pen,
the centuries.
Sometimes there are drawings. Oh, here in the way back of this, there are some clippings from the newspaper, little bits here and there, little jokes. So personalized a little bit. Sometimes there are pictures drawn that relate to the voyage or don't relate to the voyage, as we all do. Doodles, you know, we just doodle in the margins.
The National Archives' Mark Milan also notes the lost art of handwriting that's on display in the logbooks.
The penmanship of that time is very striking. A lot of beautiful penmanship, which you can see on those original pages.
At this point, you might be thinking this seems more like a history lesson than a science project. As the database grows, Mark Milan says the scientists at NOAA start taking over.
They are able to create weather patterns of the Arctic and see how weather patterns in the Arctic may have affected wind patterns off the coast of Africa, say, and then how those wind patterns off of Africa come back and affect the East Coast as far as hurricanes.
So where do citizen scientists come in? Well, the initial digitization included 500,000 images from the ship's logbooks. The only way it'll all get done is with the help of volunteers, who currently number about 12,000 worldwide. Old weather volunteers sign up and select a ship whose logs they'd like to help transcribe. You become a crew member and collaborate with other volunteers working on that ship's records, creating a new use for old weather. For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.